of a bodhisattva superior,
Nachen
Jiva,
metabato bene jumaso.
there is a yogic direct perceiver that realizes that an omniscient consciousness is impermanent.
Nachen metabato bene jumaso tela nachen nagres.
And the omniscient consciousness does appear to it,
Te nachen toge mare sumres.
but it doesn't realize the omniscient consciousness.
Ti nachen to na nachen ngaso to togu gyares.
Because if it realized the omniscient consciousness, it would have to realize it directly.
Tina changsin phabe na chen ngo su gu ju yu re lu re na chen changsin phabe ngo su gu ju yu re lu ya
And then the omniscient consciousness would have to be an object of the activity of a direct perceiver of a bodhisattva superior.
Sanje ju ji tene phage pa to ni bu de pa ba da to ba ni bu de sanje khora so na phe su ngo su gu ju yu yin ba ma to de ngo su ju yu chen ge sin che ja ge ma re
However, there are no sentient beings who can take the abandonments and realizations of a Buddha's omniscient consciousness or who have this in their sphere of activity, as an object of activity of their direct perception.
No, this Avagi Junti, Turkan, Desiree, Ludwig Chamber Tony, Nabatanjang, Ludwig Chamber, the Nedjungos on Series.
Then what is the meaning here?
Majin Ludwig Chamber said, Chancho Simbala Jayaja, you are the Dikola, Nedjungos on Series.
Even though there are applications of the term great intellect as meaning the greatly intelligent, meaning bodhisattvas, here it means a yogic direct perceiver.
Nabatajing Yabajas to Kanda Jagrasena, Nanjunga Sung Juyula, Nanjunga Sung Jitana Matoba Yamaris Jagras.
And this means, when it says ascertains all aspects, it means that with regard to its object of operation, there's nothing that it doesn't realize.
Tatane Kasore Kunshan Jayashibetan, Nanjunga Sung, Hana Nanjunga Sung, Topichel Sung Chandus.
Now, Jayashiva said that whatever appears to a yogic direct perceiver is necessarily ascertained. So now I'm wondering whether he says that an omniscient consciousness does not appear to. Doesn't appear to the yogic direct perceiver in the continuum of bodhisattva perceiver that realizes the impermanence of an omniscient consciousness, that the omniscient consciousness doesn't appear. It's wonderful. At this point, his decision isn't clear.
That's
It is pretty weird, isn't it, that in the divisions it has direct perceivers. Oh no, it's not weird at all. So the first example is of a you see the nguyen is like blue. A sense direct perceiver apprehending blue that induces the doubt, wondering, did I see blue or didn't I? And the second is a mental direct perceiver apprehending form or form in the continuum of an ordinary being. And the third is the self-consciousness experiencing an inference in the continuum of a self-consciousness in the continuum of a nihilist that experiences an inference as a valid cognizer.
Tande tsemara se ma raji nebe jayores. Ta ta git seji jaya to ma ji jibares. Ta git tambo ta na yi sonze la la ba cha de ji dan zeng ro so ja bares.
So these are the same as the examples I gave before. Tana, Joshanaka.
Nibe. Chutu.
Sumba.
Tama, nama, zaba, zaba, zaba.
Lare. This is why in the bardo, or in the intermediate state, there's no obstruction to this body. It can go anywhere. As it says later, the only place of obstruction is the womb in which one will be reborn. So, then one achieves the actual body of the intermediate state, which is it's said to be a body of wind, and has the aspect of the birth that you're going to take. In other words, if you leave here and you're going to be reborn in China, you would have the aspect of a child about 5 or 6 years old or so, Chinese child. Now this could be, you know, brought up the question earlier in the course. If you speculate with what we know about genetics now, what is it within the Buddhist way that would cause a consciousness to be drawn to a certain, to certain parents? Now you're leaving from here and immediately forming this body of that size. And maybe that body serves as like the magnet to draw you to the womb of the mother. That even genetically there's some connection. Or it may be just the affinity for those parents, you see. Parents and children look somewhat alike. I don't know. Now, the intermediate body is made out of energy. It's like the body of dream. Okay? It's like a dream body. It's more active than the usual dream body. Well, they're like illusions in the sense that they appear to inherently exist but don't. But beyond that, they are made out of flesh and blood. Whereas in our dreams, that body is not made out of flesh and blood. There is still an illusion involved, even somewhat of a similar illusion, but the constituents of the body are different. Well, the sense of the illusion of concrete existence, of a body that covers a certain spot, that covers from here to here, both are similarly wrong that way. Because what can we find that covers from here to here? Is there a body actually that does cover from here to here? I said, this is my body, and move my hand like this, as if to indicate that there was something that covered over this area. But is there something? This is the question that leads one into entry. Is probing this appearance of such a concrete thing as if you could, you know, as if it covers that spot. Now, similarly, the dream body, actual or body of the state of awakening has a similar mistake in its appearance due to the fault in our own mind, not due to any fault in the body. So, then this new body, which is made out of energy or wind, but would appear to have color, and appear to have all senses and so forth, and appears to have the shape or figure of the new lifetime, this is capable now of leaving the old body. Then one passes into the reverse process, near attainment, increase, mind of appearance. And the mind of clear light that thus stops.
So the time of the cessation of the mind of clear light and the achieving of the body of the intermediate state, or of the life, really, of the intermediate state, simultaneous. That's the point of exit. That's the point at which it would be all right then to move the body. As my mother said at, I don't know, someone's funeral, where people were so sad, but they were saying, oh, so-and-so looks so nice there. She said, that's not so-and-so, that's his body. Well, that's exactly this position. The body is something that's used. Now, the body of the intermediate state is a case of spontaneous birth. One doesn't enter into a womb and then be born into the intermediate state. Rather, one is spontaneously born and has all senses, all limbs, all, well, they call it secondary limbs, all at once, simultaneously. So, right after the achievement of the intermediate state, of course, the first mind there is the mind of near attainment of the reverse process. Then one continues the reverse process through to the generation of the 80 thoughts. Now, the bardo being then begins running about for the sake of finding a place of birth and is also seeking out odors. Now, the bardo being is called an odor eater, odor eater. And it doesn't say anything more about that. I have not heard that before, and so I don't have any commentary to give you. So now this being, it's much more lively than dream. I mean, if you can pass through mountains and so forth, sometimes we do that in dreams, sometimes we fly. Or if you really come to your senses and think, well, I'm dreaming now, you can start fooling around with walls and walking through walls and so forth. And it's very interesting, sometimes you can say, well, I'm dreaming now. I'm dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. You keep this thought very strongly in your mind as you're dreaming. So, well, it'd be interesting to walk through this wall. And you go up to the wall and you say, well, come on, it's a dream. I think it's experiences like that that give you the feeling that maybe this isn't solid either. You know, if the dream can be that solid even when you know it's a dream, and you can't fool with it at all, that maybe this is of the same sort. Of course, that's what they're saying also. But that's just a feeling. Then one also passes through the states of the, what do you say, the burning butter lamp. What do we have? The burning flame butter lamp, the sputtering of that flame, sparks and smoke, and mirage of water. So, this body of the being in the intermediate state is extremely subtle. It's a mental body, and it's achieved from energies, from winds. And it lacks flesh, blood, and so forth, even though it may appear to have it, like a dream world. It's called the ordinary body of enjoyment. You see, a Buddha has a body of enjoyment. And a smell eater, odor eater. So he asked the rhetorical question, what's an example for the existence of the bardo being? He says, now when we go to sleep, we pass through these four signs. There are four signs corresponding to death, the mind of appearance, the white, red, black, and clear light, all right? These four, and the four empties. These are very quick. Yogis can stop them and stretch them, but they're very quick. And then finally, a clear light of sleep appears. then when one begins to rise from this clear light of sleep, one begins to rise in the body, in the dream body, in a dream body. When one rises from the clear light, what? Okay, yeah. When one rises from the clear light of sleep, one achieves a dream body, and one goes about performing various actions, dream actions, going here and there and so forth. I find dreams very interesting, extremely interesting. I just feel it's amazing to begin with, that we would put our heads down, as I've said so many times, but it reflects my interest in it, in Charlottesville. It didn't bother us at all there, or in California, New Mexico, or on the moon, or wherever. Nothing. You're looking for a bus stop on the moon. Believe it. Oh, where is it? I got the ticket. Oh, I had it. Where is it now? You start searching and so forth. So, where's my briefcase? We'll believe anything. Then, at the time when one begins to wake up from sleep, this energy body or wind body of the dream, in other words, the body is not composed out of flesh and blood at that time, this is the one that one oneself is experiencing, begins to dissolve from the outside, like breath put on a mirror. In Tibetan you say putting a ha on the mirror. In other words, you go ha. And it dissolves from the outside into the center. It says this is the way our dreams dissolve. Now this isn't people just speculating. I mean, the claim here is that people who are capable of experiencing their dreams on all levels know that this is how dreams dissolve. You know, otherwise you might look on it as a cute, Stone Age description of dreams. Just say, well, how could they know? Something like that. They don't have a EKG to tell them. Of course, EKG won't tell you a thing about that. Maybe I should take that back. Maybe it does tell you something. We have a dream lab here, but I doubt it tells you that. Tell you a little bit about what's going on in dream state from the point of view of a machine. And this collects at the heart. And dissolves undifferentiably in the wind, the extremely subtle wind and mind inside the very center of the heart of the old being, of the usual being, which I believe it's saying it dissolves into the center. I know it's like it dissolves into the center of the imagined body. This, all of this, dissolving eventually into the heart of the usual body. And at that time, then that's when one wakes up and engages in various activities. So the features of the body of the intermediate state is, one of the features is that it has all senses. And since, he's saying again, he's doing some repetition, it's interesting. Since it's a spontaneous birth, one has all of one's limbs, major and minor, complete right away. Because it is a subtle body, not even a diamond can destroy it. All right? Somebody, you know, if you were laid out on this table with that kind of a body, not even a diamond could cut through it. Not even a laser beam. So except for the mother's womb, there's no obstruction to this body anywhere. If you want to pass through the center of the earth, you can. Now, through the force of your own previous actions, you can go wherever you wish, and not even a Buddha could stop you. A Buddha is all-powerful, but all-powerful means all the powers that exist. You can't have powers that don't exist. In other words, a Buddha can be all-powerful, but that doesn't mean he can do everything. He or she can do everything. Right? Is that clear? If all-powerful means to have the ones that are available to any being. So not even a Buddha at this point could stop such a person. And it is said that why Buddhas are not appearing to us is that we essentially can't be stopped from what we're doing and be helped by such an appearance. Therefore, Buddhas will appear amongst us now in ordinary bodies, engaged in even afflicted activities in order to help us. Appearance in an ordinary body for a Buddha or for a guru means that the guru is appearing to be afflicted. We can have some commonality then with such a person.
Would this rule out their spiritual apparitions? Ghost?
No, I don't know what ghosts are. If, put it this way, I don't know if a being in the intermediate state could be a ghost. Okay? There's a level of hungry ghosts, right? Which I would think most ghosts would be included in. I don't know. So it's very interesting. The only place that is obstructed is your future mother's womb obstructed. In other words, you can go in it. You can't get out of it. And you also can't keep yourself from going into it. Somebody else's womb is there. You pass through it. You couldn't stay. I'm sure there must be people of some development who would find themselves in a womb and say, oh, this isn't where I wanted to be, and try to get out. Can. In the doctor's office yesterday in Good Housekeeping magazine is an article about by a doctor who established the main abortion clinic in New York whatever year it was. And he has become a right-to-lifer now, having, I think it was some 60,000 or I don't know how many, awful lot. Great number of abortions were performed in his clinic. He said he found that the doctors and nurses finally began developing horrible, horrible dreams. Dreams of blood and the doctors and nurses began drinking. And he began working on a project of trying to save children in the womb. And he came to the conclusion, well, what are we saving? If that being is nothing, why are we saving? And his mind turned around some. He still believes there has to be a provision for abortion in those cases where it's absolutely necessary, but that the coarseness that develops from not respecting life is just too heavy. He used the word heavy. In Buddhist terms, that would be just right. In Buddhist terms, what he's saying is just right. He says, we know from our test now, I don't know what week we put it at, but it's a very early week, that there's life, what we would call life. He says, I'm sure we'll develop other machines that take it back further. So he's willing to take it back to the point of conception. So, according to the Hinayana and Mahayana systems of psychology, even foe destroyers take rebirth as beings in the intermediate state. So, that means that since they're not going to take rebirth in cyclic existence, you can't say that each and every bardo being will be born in cyclic existence. Why? there are these exceptions for people who have gotten out of cyclic existence, who will be born in the intermediate state, but then will take rebirth under their own power. So some synonyms of the bardo being are the mind arisen being, the mentally arisen, the one who's seeking existence, that means seeking a new life in cyclic existence, an odor eater. It's hard to say, odor eater. A being in the between existence, and what? An existence of achievement. I think that means that you're seeking to achieve the next lifetime. The length of one's life in the bardo is at the longest 7 days, and one, he says, dissolves at that time and then reappears in the same form. And this can happen 7 times, so the actual longest period is 49 days. And there are cases of being born immediately, taking rebirth immediately. In other words, dying, being born as a bardo being, and then taking rebirth right away. So it could be that short, as short as a moment. Thus, there's no certainty. But in any case, it won't go beyond 47 days. 49. Times 7 is 49. So one has, at the end of each of the 7 days, what's called a small death, and then reborn in the same way. We'll go on from there next time. Well, we have the test next time. Next Thursday, we'll go on from there. We've been talking about the bardo, the immediate state. And the fact that one can only remain in the intermediate state for 49 days, and these are 7 cycles of 7 days each. Now, the bardo could be extremely quick as that, if the causes and conditions for your next birth aggregate quickly. In other words, if there's a couple mating that's suitable for your karma. In other words, there are certain predispositions which are activated at that time, and there would have to be a couple mating that was suitable for you to take rebirth. And at the end of each of those 7 days, there is a small death. That's the point where we were last time. Death. And the bardo body at that time, which is made out of wind. Now, wind is energy, but actually wind is also a subtle matter. It's a very subtle matter. This body dissolves from the outside to the inside as one's body dissolves in dreams also. We talked about before putting a ha on a mirror, putting your breath on the mirror, and it dissolves from the outside to the inside. This dissolves then into the heart, and then the 80 conceptual thoughts of the bardo state, together with the energies or winds that are their mounts, begin to dissolve, and through their dissolving, one passes through the 4 signs of death, you know, the white appearance, red appearance, black appearance, and clear light, you know, and along with those, of course, the 4 emptinesses, so-called emptinesses. These are generated very quickly in the bardo. One passes through them very quickly, ultimately actualizing the clear light. And then the energy which serves as the mount of this mind of clear light acts as the substantial cause, and one again achieves a bardo body. like the one you had in the previous week. So if during the first 7 days you didn't get a chance to take rebirth, in effect you die within the Bardo, pass through all of the states of death quickly, come out of it quickly, but just the same as another Bardo life then. And this could go on a maximum of, I guess you'd say, 6 times, right? You could die 6 times in it, and that would put you into a 7th Bardo cycle, and you would have to be reborn in that last one. Now, one of my teachers said that if the conditions for rebirth did not aggregate during the last, in other words, from the 42nd through the 49th day, you would be born one rung down in cyclic existence. In other words, if you were to be reborn as a god, you would be reborn as a demigod. If you were to be reborn as a human, you would be reborn as an animal. That's what he said. That's not in this book here.